Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis as Bitcoin recaptures $28,000. And did you know Bitcoin price is up 3.6 billion% since it was first priced above zero 14 years ago? That's right. Also in today's show, billionaire on paper, the FTX CTO, Gary Wang, reveals Alameda's privileges amidst the ongoing exchange scandal. I'll be breaking this down for you. Day four, live from court, as well as ARK Invest CEO Kathy Wood says the odds are going up for a Bitcoin spot ETF approval. That's right. Also, Bitwise CIO expects the U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs to see $55 billion worth of inflows. Send it. Also in today's show, I'm going to be sharing six reasons why the Bitcoin price is likely to smash $200,000 tied to BlackRock's ETF approval. Also breaking news, the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, predicts Bitcoin astronomical flight to $220,000 per coin as all hell breaks loose. Quoting him here, the central banks will print a wall of money visible from outer space, $220,000 short-term Bitcoin target in play. Send it. Let's freaking go. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Welcome to everyone just joining us. This is pod episode number 1423. I'm your host, JV. Today is October 6, 2023. Also, be sure to support the new Clips channel where I'm uploading daily shorts and clips taken from this live stream. Visit clips.cryptonewsalerts.net. And we also have an Espanol channel, which is officially live as of yesterday with all the content dubbed 100% in Spanish. You can find it at espanol.cryptonewsalerts.net. The Bitcoin price is pumping. You gotta love it. So let's get it, shall we? Let's kick off today's show with our market watch as we do each and every day. You can see the market returned in the green, which we love to see. Bitcoin on the cusp of 28,000. We also have Ether, BNB, XRP, Cardano, Solana, and all the major cryptos, as you can see, pumping in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're sitting at a 1.10 trillion market cap, the highest it's been in quite some time, with roughly 26 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance continues on the rise, right on the cusp of hitting that 50% level, currently at 49.8%, with the Ether dominance, which has been on the decline as of recent, currently sitting at 18.1%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, we got Render as a top gainer leading the pack, up roughly 6%, trading at $1.79, followed by Avalanche, up almost 5%, trading at $10.65, followed by Injection, up 4%, trading at $7.83. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past week, a sea of gains for the altcoin market. The biggest loser, and not that many, is Rune, down 9.6%. The rest of the market is up, which we love to see. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 50, dead in the middle, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 48. Last week was a 48. And last month, a 42 in fear. Now, which altcoins, if if any, are you most bullish on for this market for the bull coming to a theater near you? Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. Now let's break down today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and where the Bitcoin price is likely to go next as we continue this month of October. Let's go. As you can see here, Bitcoin saw a snap retest of 27,000 around the October 6th Wall Street open as a wild card United States employment data rattled the markets, which we can see here in the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph and TradingView followed Bitcoin's price as the largest crypto lost 2% in a single hourly candle. A subsequent rebound saw the bulls recover those losses with 27.7, the area of interest from before the data release, now back in focus, and we're about to reclaim 28,000 as we're tinkering right at that level at the time of this recording. The volatility came thanks to the U.S. non-farm payrolls jumping to almost double the number of expected for September to 336,000 versus 170,000, now demonstrating the labor market's ongoing resilience to the Fed's counterinflation measures in the form of interest rate hikes. The implications of the September result were nonetheless viewed as bad for risk assets, including crypto, quoting,
"At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Popular trader Crip Nuevo, good news is bad news since the Fed wants the labor market to lose strength. So given this increase, it surprises me that the unemployment rate stayed the same at 3.8%. So I believe that the data will be revised down and it will be much lower. What's your thoughts, fam? Let me know in that chat. And like others, Crypto Nuevo nonetheless eyed the increasing likelihood of another rate hike from the Fed at the November meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee. He also shares that the market understands this data as a new threat for a potential new 25 BSP hike November 1st with 25% probabilities given yesterday versus 31.3% probabilities today. Now, as you can see here, we have CPI on Thursday next week, and that'll hopefully give us a clearer view. Now, CPI, better known as Consumer Price Index, forms one of the key inflation indicators for the Fed policy. And quoting the Kobisi letter, furthermore, the Fed pause was previously expected until June of 2024, but now a pause is expected until July 2024. Market futures just fell 400 plus points after this report. This is not what the Fed wanted to see. Well, hallelujah. F the Fed. Just saying, fam. Looking at Bitcoin's specific reaction, popular trader Skoo showed spot and derivative traders exiting on the NFP print as outlined here on X. Spot sold and perps puked after the jump in NFP. The shorts are chasing a bit more here, likely PVP for the rest of the morning. Now, he also shared we need to see the Fed tone and posturing first to weigh the probability. An updating analysis from earlier October 6th, we have trader Dan Crypto Trades highlighting the declining Bitcoin open interest. That's right. This had hit levels that previously initiated spurts of upside followed by downside volatility. Quoting him here, that's another $600 million in open interest lost since yesterday's high. Getting the more average and healthy levels again. Preach. Let's freaking go. So there you have it, crypto fam. How many of you are bullish for this October? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's break down our next story of the day. Did you know Bitcoin is up over 3.6% since the inception? That's freaking right. Numbers don't lie, fam. As I tweeted a little earlier, Bitcoin price up 3.6% since it was first priced above zero, literally 14 years ago, as of yesterday. That's right. A home miner at the time, New Liberty Standard notably used the price of electricity to calculate the exchange rate, factoring how much it costs for him to power his personal computer as he mined coins with little competition. At the time, he reached the conclusion that 1,309 Bitcoin were worth $1, meaning that a single US dollar can buy the Bitcoin produced by 26 blocks. The calculation marked the first time that anyone had priced Bitcoin above zero. As noted by Rizzo, Satoshi Nakamoto never priced Bitcoin, nor, as far as he knew, offered to buy or sell Bitcoin for dollars. And here's the exchange rate from 2009. Numbers don't lie, fam. This is absolutely insane, where $1 equals over 800 BTC. Now, the data is notable, as since then, Bitcoin, we know, is the world's first crypto, achieved a staggering milestone with its price soaring by over 3.6 billion percent. And if we fast forward to present day, and Bitcoin has become a household name, as we all know, a symbol of financial innovation and the escape valve out of the matrix and a store of value, it has weathered countless ups and downs, regulatory challenges, market cycles, and emerging as a resilient and highly sought after asset. The exponential growth of Bitcoin's price is a testament to its unique features and value proposition. Here are some of the key factors that have contributed to Bitcoin's remarkable ascent, including its adoption by the market. So, I mean, numbers, again, don't lie. Let's go back to this chart and just take another look at it because it's so beautiful. Check this freaking out. This was the first time recorded. I guess it was October 5th of 2009. $1 was equivalent to 1,309 BTC. Like, whoa, just goes to show you, fam, HODL gang, where you at? Because all you need to HODL is for 4 years or longer, because every single individual who held Bitcoin for 4 years or longer is in the green. And could you imagine a few more halving cycles from now, how big your gains could be? You already know, fam. So keep stacking them sats and HODL be thy name. And with that being shared, now let's discuss the latest saga continuing in the courts with SBF and FTX Gary Wang, as he shared a testimony ultimately saying, Sam Bankman-Fried knew what he was doing and taking full responsibility for some of the actions. So let's break this down, shall we?
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Gary Wang right here. If you didn't know, he was the CTO of FTX. So here we go. Gary Wang testified that they allowed FTX's sister company, Alameda Research, to withdraw unlimited funds from the exchange. Not a good look there. He said these special privileges for Alameda were coded into the FTX system. The testimony was published on the social media platform X by Matthew Russell Lee of Inner City Press. Wang has known Sam Bankman-Fried since high school when they met at a summer camp in Minnesota. And after college, Wang worked at Google before joining Bankman-Fried at the crypto trading firm Alameda Research. And when asked about the wire fraud, here's what Gary Wang stated. We allowed Alameda to withdraw unlimited funds. So he admits it. Wang explained that Alameda was named after Alameda County in California, where it was founded. Good to note. I didn't know that. It included research in the name because Bankman-Fried said it would make opening a bank account easier. Interesting. Wang owned 10% of Alameda, with Bankman-Fried owning the remaining 90%. And at FTX, Wang focused on coding while Bankman-Fried handled speaking to media, lobbying, and communicating with investors. According to Russell Lee's thread, Wang reportedly directed to Bankman-Fried, who had the final say in any disagreements. Wang earned a $200,000 salary at FTX, but also owned 17% of the company's stock, making him a billionaire on paper before FTX is collapsed, now worth negative whatever how many billions, right? Prosecutors presented evidence showing Wang and Bankman-Fried's longstanding relationship and Wang's integral role at FTX, where he enabled Alameda's special privileges. Wang's remarks came on the heels of Adam Yalita's testimony as the proceedings unfold. Bankman-Fried's attorney is gearing up for a rigorous cross-examination of the CTO. It was highlighted during the hearing that Wang allocated funds for a home purchase and had substantial reserve potentially earmarked for future venture and startups. The prosecution further punctuated their case by presenting select photographs and playing a podcast snippet that delves into the origins of Alameda Research's moniker. The hearing on Thursday with Wang mostly covered the relationship with Bankman-Fried and the alleged wire fraud. And today starts day 4 in trial, so I'll be keeping you posted with the latest updates. One thing is for certain, Gary Wang and Caroline Ellison are not going to be protecting Bankman-Fried because they're just straight up speaking the truth. Meanwhile, SBF continues to deny all the allegations. How do you feel, fam, this is likely to play out? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And at the end of the show, I'll be reading everyone's comments out loud. Now let's break down our next story of the day. ARK Invest's Kathy Wood says the odds of a Bitcoin ETF getting approved in the United States continues to go up. All the way up. Send it. Let's freaking go. Here we go. Kathy Wood, shout out to Kathy, the CEO of influential innovation investor, ARK Invest, has voiced new optimism regarding the potential approval of a Bitcoin spot ETF in the United States, stating that the odds are going up for such a decision. Facts. Her comments come amid the ongoing efforts by multiple entities to launch a Bitcoin ETF in the United States, including the likes of Fidelity and BlackRock. And just FYI, Fidelity controls over $4.5 trillion in assets under management. BlackRock, roughly $10 trillion. So that's over $14 trillion between the two. A development that signals the growing interest in providing investors with easier access to cryptocurrency. The path to approving a Bitcoin spot ETF in the United States has been marked by a series of applications, delays, and discussions with the SEC and no clarity, Gary, as we call them here on the channel. While several proposals have been filed by prominent financial firms like VanEck and Fidelity, the SEC has delayed its decision on these applications. And just recently, I think it was last week, Gary, the SEC chairman got summoned into court, and he actually had to explain to Congress why there has been no approval of a Bitcoin ETF. And they said straight up, Gary, you need to approve a Bitcoin ETF in the United States immediately, with that keyword being immediately. So they're saying the pressure is on the regulators as they continue to push back the ETF, applications, as long as they potentially can, to control the markets. Yet Kathy Wood was overall optimistic in her new remarks, according to Financial News, quoting her here. We are partnering with 21 shares in the United States, hoping to launch a Bitcoin ETF if it is ever approved by the SEC. We think the odds are going up that it will be approved. Now, in the absence of a spot ETF, investors have turned into Bitcoin futures ETFs, which, yes, can be controlled and manipulated by the regulators, which have already been approved and are live in the US. These ETFs offer exposure to Bitcoin's price movements by investing in future contracts regulated on the crypto exchanges. However, do note there is a distinction between spot and future-based ETFs, and it's quite significant. Bitcoin spot ETFs provide the direct ownership of the underlying asset, Bitcoin itself, whereas Bitcoin futures ETFs involve contracts based on Bitcoin's future price, potentially introducing additional complexities and risks and price manipulation. Had to throw that in there. It's fact. Yet, while the U.S. grapples with the approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs, other countries such as Canada have already approved and launched similar products. As reported, Wood said she did not anticipate any problems for ARK Invest as it seeks to roll out more crypto products in Europe. Quoting Kathy again, my sense is there won't be any issue, but we are still working through this with our partners who are speaking with regulators. Now, as discussions and deliberations continue between the financial firms, regulators, and the SEC, the crypto community will be closely monitoring developments in the hope that a Bitcoin spot ETF approval may be on the horizon. That's what's up. And we all know we have a Bitcoin halving scheduled for April of 2024. The SEC is going to have to make a decision on the spot Bitcoin ETFs by the end of March. If we get the green light, it could be like a domino effect as the Bitcoin game theory continues in full effect. Competition is a beautiful thing. There's already a dozen or so major institutions awaiting their, to be approved by the SEC. So we'll see how that's likely to play out. I think BlackRock is likely to get the green light first because they have the most money to bribe the SEC. And it seems to be this way. But anyways, fam, now let's discuss the Bitcoin ETF inflows. Once we get that approval from the SEC, then we'll be breaking down some $200,000 plus price predictions. So here we go. This is Jeremy Hogan. He is the CIO of a major company by the name of Bitwise Asset Management. Once launched, the U.S. listed spot ETFs will gather $55 billion of net inflows during the next 5 years. Personally, I think that's extremely conservative. I can see trillions, as much as $5 trillion or more, entering the Bitcoin market within the next 5 years with the approval of the spot ETF app. But let me know your thoughts, fam. Now, Bitwise Asset Management CIO Matthew Hogan predicted during October 4th's panel discussion held as part of the fourth annual ETFGI, Global ETFs Insight Summit, United States. He said his prediction is based on looking at flows into the Bitcoin ETFs listed into the other markets, quoting him here, and that would be in addition to the money that's already in GBTC, which we know is the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, that can convert. Now, on the panel, the outlook for crypto ETFs and tokenization, which was moderated by Deborah Farr, managing partner and founder of ETFGI, also included Yasin Alamandra, crypto lead at ARK Investment Management, and Bitwise and ARK are amongst the number of firms, including BlackRock, that have filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission to offer spot Bitcoin ETFs. And while the SEC has approved Bitcoin futures ETFs, we all know they have yet to allow a spot ETF, quoting him here. I do think if you look at the history of inflows into novel ETFs, that people will initially be disappointed. While he has seen ridiculous predictions on X, he also says the spot Bitcoin ETFs will take in $10 billion, $20 billion, or $30 billion within the first year. There is just no precedent in the history of ETFs for that. 100%. Now, he also pointed out to the State Street Global Advisors SPDR Gold Shares, the first U.S. traded gold ETF, which goes by the ticker symbol GLD, quoting him here. And if you look at GLD, it got $3 billion in year one, but it didn't really hit its stride until year five, six, or seven, he said. So I suspect that people will overestimate the short-term impact and underestimate the long-term impact, but I really think it's transformational, and I'll give gold the example again. When the gold ETF first came to market, gold was something people bought in things such as coins, bars, and currens, if I'm pronouncing that right, which they put under mattresses and didn't discuss in polite conversation. And the gold ETF really mainstreamed it so that everybody, financial advisors, institutions, can talk about gold the same way they talk about real estate. And I think a Bitcoin ETF will do that. We are already seeing that preach. Now, the day BlackRock announced it was coming into the market was the last day I heard anyone ask me about FTX, referencing the collapse of the empire founded by SBF. And when it comes to crypto-specific products, Alamandra believes the investors are likely to converge towards asset managers that have a lot of familiarity within the space and aren't just looking to ride the momentum. She also recommended going to various advisors' websites to see when they first talking about Bitcoin and whether that a few months ago or several years ago, meaning how long have they been bullish on Bitcoin? Now, Hogan said he fully agreed with that point, quoting him here. There's a perception the big dogs are coming into the space. The Black Rocks, the Invescos will dominate. But this is an ETF savvy room, the Bitwise CIO said, adding that those in the room know that in specialty areas, it is often specialty providers that lead. Now, Anna Paglia, the global head of ETFs, index strategies, SMAs, and models at Invesco, said in a written comment October 5th that while it is true that specialty providers can succeed in certain segments of the market, it's also true that leading ETF providers are big for a reason. They have the experience, the strength, and infrastructure to help clients achieve their investment objectives. Preach. So there you have it. And while we're on the topic of spot Bitcoin ETFs, here's a prediction. Six reasons why the Bitcoin price is likely to trend north of $200,000 connected to the ETF approval. And then I'm going to be sharing with you a brand new prediction from Max Keiser, which he just shared and got published today. He believes that Bitcoin is going to hit $220,000, which is his short-term target currently in play. So let's break this down, shall we? Here we go. Let's explore six compelling reasons analyst Crypto Rover presents to support his claim. The first reason he believes Bitcoin is going to soar above $200,000 is number one, BlackRock's strong ETF approval track record is one of the major arguments put forth in the history of BlackRock's ETF approval rate. We know it's something like 575-1, virtually meaning there's like a 99.9% chance of approval. Reason number two, BlackRock's role during the the 2008 financial crisis. During that crisis, the U.S. government and the Fed sought guidance from BlackRock to navigate the turbulent times. This demonstrates a high level of trust in BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, and the government. Reason number three, the CEO of BlackRock has expressed a favorable view of Bitcoin. That's right. He once said Bitcoin was only good for money laundering. Then he had a complete 180. And obviously now he's bullish as all heck. And he is counting on the Bitcoin ETF approval from the SEC. So he couldn't be more bullish. But we also got to remember at one point he was bashing Bitcoin. And I shared this on Rumble in my uncensored Q&A session. If you missed it, be sure to check that out. Reason number four, in the past, BlackRock has already ventured into the world of cryptos by introducing a private Bitcoin ETF aimed at institutional investors. Reason five, he highlights the existence of acting trading of spot Bitcoin ETFs in both Europe and Canada. And reason number six, he draws attention to the fact that major asset management firms, including Vanguard, Fidelity, have also submitted apps for their own Bitcoin spot ETFs during this cycle. So there you have it. Now let's dive into our breaking story of the day. Max Keiser predicts Bitcoin astronomical flight to $220,000 per coin as all hell breaks loose. Let's break this baby down, shall we? And then we'll dive into our live Q&A. Massive shout out to everyone today in the live chat. Max Keiser, we all know, is the high priest of Bitcoin, an advisor of president of El Salvador, expressed an optimistic look for the Bitcoin near-term trajectory, responding to a recent CNBC article titled Signs of Disruption Emerge in Financial Markets, which discussed the significant shift in the financial landscape from expectations of enduring low interest rates to the anticipation of higher rates. Keiser took to Twitter to share the following. As predicted, all hell breaking loose. Bitcoin, 220,000 short term in play. Here are the actual tweets right here. This was the first one we're responding to. This was the CNBC article. Something is breaking in financial markets. Here's what's behind the sell-off, in which, you know, Max responded very unapologetically. As predicted, all hell breaking loose. Bitcoin, $220,000 short term in play. He also subsequently tweeted on the back of the Zero Hedge article, WTO warns of broad-based global trade slowdown, slashes the forecast. Max responded that the central banks will print a wall of money visible from outer space. 220,000 short term Bitcoin in play. So send it and let's freaking go. Now, notably, as per the article, this abrupt transformation of the global economy and central bank policies has in the past year led to stock market declines and a remarkable surge in treasury yields, sending shockwaves through businesses and raising concerns about the impending economic downturn. Now, Max Keiser's optimism regarding Bitcoin short-term performance and shows and reflects his belief that the crypto can serve as a hedge against a potential economic turbulence and inflation resulting from the central bank's monetary policies. That's right, 100%. Max is right on the money. Keiser's assertions echo those of BitMEX co-founder Arthur Hayes, who I shared this story in great detail in yesterday's episode. If you missed it, check it out. Quoting Arthur Hayes, we are about to witness the biggest bull market in human history, driven by the most amount of money printed in the shortest amount of time. 100%. And in the essay, Hayes offered a notably optimistic perspective on an impending extraordinary bull market in the crypto arena. He attributed this optimism primarily to the key driving force, which is the anticipation that major central banks, such as the U.S. Federal Reserve and others, will undertake an unprecedented surge in fiat currency printing over the next 2 to 3 years, virtually saying they will continue to print until the wheels fall off. Money printer continue to go. This substantial influx of liquidity, humorously termed as Hayes as toilet paper money, that's right, is poised to catalyze the swift advancement and widespread adoption of artificial intelligence technology. Earlier, he also went on to share that he sees an ambitious target for Bitcoin. We're talking about Crypto Hayes, Arthur Hayes, the ex-BitMEX founder. He is seeing Bitcoin hitting a target between $750,000 and $1 million per coin by the year 2026. So virtually saying within the next 3 years, expect the Bitcoin price to hit as high as $1 million per coin, which would virtually mean hitting Cathie Wood of ARK Invest's $1 million target 4 years before she's anticipating it. What's your thoughts surrounding these bullish price targets for the King Crypto? Max Kaiser's short-term target of $220,000 in play. We have, you know, ARK Invest, Cathie Wood predicting $1 million by 2030, maybe as high as $1.5 million in the most bullish case. And Arthur Hayes projecting a $750,000 to $1 million Bitcoin price within the next 3 years. Let me know your honest thoughts in the comments right down below. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.